So, how are you settling in at the top flat, Dickon?
Oh, it's great. It's like a palace after my last place.
And having to share isn't a problem?
No, not at all. Rob's okay. I hardly ever see him anyway. He's still in bed when I get up in the morning. When I get home at night, he's working in the restaurant.
Huh. Sort of a box and cox arrangement. Didn't you say Sophie was there, too?
Well, she uses the sitting room of the kitchen. It's a very good arrangement. We had supper together last night. She's a much better cook than I am.
Oh, splendid. So she gets landed with cooking your meals. I don't call that a fair division of labour.
Oh, well, I did the washing up. And she was quite glad just to have somebody to talk to.
Oh?
Well, the night before, I'd been out in the story. I didn't get in till about 8 o'clock. She was sitting up there all on her own. She'd obviously been crying.
Mm, poor girl.
I didn't say anything. She took herself off to her own room pretty quickly, but, well, last night she seemed a lot better.
Yeah, it's bound to take a long time for her to get over it.
I suppose so. Still, we all seem to shake down together pretty well. I can't think of too nice of people to share a flat with.
Oh, charming. Where does that make me, then?
Oh, hello, Debbie. I didn't see you.
No, I realise that. Morning, Liz.
Hello, Debbie.
So, you're nice and cosy in your little nest on the top floor.
Yes, very comfortable, yes. You must pop round and see it yourself one evening.
I might take you up on that sometime.
Oh, why not?
Well, if I do drop in at Debbie's scene, give me a few more weeks and I'll be too heavy to get up all those stairs.
How are you feeling, Debbie?
Oh, I'm okay, I suppose. Be glad when I'm shot of it, though. Well, it's not much fun going around like a baby elephant.
I can remember. The last couple of months seem to drag on forever. How much longer is it now?
11 weeks, according to the clinic. That's why today's a big day. 0 hour.
Oh, yes, of course. I was forgetting. It's your last day at work.
Last day? Is it really?
That's right. I only came in to get me money and clear out my desk. From now on, I'm my own boss. Plenty of time on me.
Well, look, don't sit at home and brood about it. You can always try your hand at some freelance stuff. I'd be glad of the odd dinner for the woman's page.
Oh, thanks, Liz. That'd be great.
And you will come round and see me, won't you? I'm only just round the corner now. Give me a ring beforehand.
What? To make sure I don't barge in those lovely, friendly people you're sharing. You can give them a nasty shock.
You know I didn't mean that. It's just there in case I'm on.
Hello, Mike.
Oh, hello, Billy.
What's the matter?
Is them? Hello, Mike. What is it? It's an unofficial chapel meeting.
No, we were just talking to Debbie. I'd completely forgotten it's her last day.
Oh, so it is. Come and see me before you go, won't you?
Yeah, right.
Well, we're going to miss you round here.
Can't bet.
No, seriously, you've done a very good job, Debbie. And we look forward to your coming back to us in the summer, if you're still interested.
Oh, is that your big job interested in that?
Yes. Yes. Can you spare me half an hour sometime? I've been getting a lot of reactions on your new Mothers and Daughters series.
Oh, good or bad?
Well, 90% good.
How about the other 10%?
Oh, well, that's what I want to talk about. I have one or two ideas which might help, perhaps.
Oh, fine. Can we talk now?
Yeah, couldn't be better. I must go at 12:30, got a lunch day, but... Well, let's go into my office.
I'll be right with you. See you later, Debbie.
Yes.
Look, tell me about the other 10%.
What was it they did this morning that we wanted? Oh, I'd better start clearing out my desk. God, there's so much rubbish stacked away. Can't think why I hung on to it. Those ballpoint pens.
Mike was right, you know. We will miss you.
Ah, come on. Yeah, this pen's still got some ink in it, and this year.
Well, you'd better keep it. You might do some work at home.
What, in the squat? With the kids crying and people in and out like Waterloo Station signs.
I didn't really mean what I said, you know.
What?
When I said I couldn't think of anyone being nicer to share a flat with.
I get it. I know what you meant.
It was just... That bedsitter wasn't big enough for two of us.
That was only part of the problem. But I didn't have anywhere else to go at the time, and... Well, you may not have noticed, but I was so grateful to you, Dickon. You got me through the worst bit.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you did. More than you know, perhaps.
Hey, look. One woolly black cat with her tail missing. Where do you suppose that came from? It was stuck in the back of the drawer.
You better have it, might bring you luck.
Well, I don't need any luck.
Don't say that. You never know. Keep it anyway. Remind you of me. Let it be an awful warning.
I'll tell you what. I'll keep it. Till you come back.
Oh, it's cold out.
Hello, George.
I took an early lunch out today. Thought I'd just look in and see how things were going. Oh, good morning, Carol.
Hello, Hello, Mr. Underdown.
We've been rushed off our feet, Carol and me. You just caught us in a bit of a lull.
I wondered if there was anything I could do to help.
Oh, not really. Thanks all the same, George. Oh, I told you I was going to mark down all the Christmas cards and wrapping paper we've got left, didn't I? Sell it off at 5:30.
Yes, good idea. Ramesh won't be wanting any of that.
That's what I thought. Might as well get rid of it while we can.
Looks like the old place is going to go out with a bang. I should imagine this will be a record week for takings.
I hope so. Seems funny to think. After tomorrow, it won't be here anymore. Well, you know, not like it is now, you know.
Well, nothing lasts forever. Shirley was saying the other day, it's no good looking back. You've got to look to the future.
Yeah, that's right. And Mr. Patel seems very keen to get it going. I'm sure he'll make a real success of it. Carol, be a love and go and put the kettle on, will you? I expect George could do with a cuppa. I know I could. Okie dokie.
I mustn't stop very long. I said I'd be back for one.
I'll be as quick as I can. Thanks. George, I just wanted to tell you while we're on our own.
Yes?
Well, what I said the other day, when I said this place didn't mean anything to me, it was just a business, well, I was kidding myself. What with that closing down sign and everything, I don't know, I just can't get Mum out of my mind somehow.
Yes, I know.
She seems to have been in the shop all morning. Keep looking out, half expecting to see her serving the customers. I've had the record player go most of the time, because I know she'd have done it too.
Yes. But put it on now, eh? Nice to have a bit of music in the background.
Oh, okay. You don't think she'd have wanted me to keep the shop going like it is, do you? Instead of selling up, I just keep wondering if I've let her down, George.
No, no, no. She'd want you to live your own life, you and Chris. I'm quite sure we've done the right thing.
You're saying it's going to be like the end of a lifetime after tomorrow.
Nicola. Oh, it is good to see
you. Hello, Mike. However long has it been?
Well, it must be a year. The last time we met, you called in at number one about Christmas time. With Becky.
That's right. Is it really a whole year? I can't believe it. You haven't changed at all.
Oh. I feel at least 10 years older. Why, you look 10 years younger. There's no justice.
You always did say the nicest things.
No, I mean it. Living out of London obviously agrees with you.
I must say, I do love it. I only wish I'd moved out years ago.
Would you like to order now, sir? I'm sorry, we haven't looked at the menu yet. But you can give us a drink. Nicola, what would you like?
Vermouth and a splash of soda, please. With ice.
That sounds a very good lunchtime drink. Make that soon.
Si, senor.
So, what made you decide to settle in Bath?
I'm editing for this small publishing firm. The money's good, and we're building up a very interesting list. And I love being in Bath. It's simply gorgeous. Do you know it at all?
I've passed through it on my way westwards on holiday. I wouldn't say I know it, no.
You must come down and visit us.
Have you got Becky with you?
No. Becky's got herself a job now. She works in Brighton as a secretary and shares a chaotic flat with two other girls and a lot of assorted young men who always seem to be dropping in.
Yeah, she's having the time of her life, obviously.
How about you? Are you still finding time to write?
Well, it seems to get more difficult as time goes on. Dear old Harold takes up more and more of my energies.
Ah, it's a pity. You only just missed with Night Owl. It's bad luck. You really should try again.
I have been trying. I've written about a third of a new novel. I was hoping to send it to you, but of course, now it's gone to the chap who's taken your place. I haven't met him yet. I only talked on the phone.
And so you haven't had his reaction?
No. No. I wish to goodness I could have sent it to you.
I'd love to see it. Anyway, you must keep me posted. I do get up to London occasionally. Let me know what happens.
Oh, I will.
Your drinks, sir.
Ah, thank you. Oh, Nicola.
Thank you.
Cheers.
How's Claire? How's the family? What's been happening to you all? It is good of you to give me a lift only.
Oh, nonsense. Couldn't have struggled onto a bus with all those carrier bags. I don't know how I collected so much junk. Well, come to that, I don't know why I couldn't have thrown it all away. It's the nest building instinct.
Do you think it might come in useful someday?
Oh, is that it? I never thought of myself as a nest-making type fella.
Career girl, that's me. Oh, that's how we all start. The clever thing is to try and combine the two.
Well, you seem to manage it. Goodness knows that.
Well, I've got a very understanding husband. That helps.
I don't know how I'm going to cope.
Oh, you'll manage, Debbie.
Why, it's all this sitting around with nothing to do. That's what gets me down.
Now, that stage will pass, I promise you. But, in the meantime, I was thinking...
Yeah?
You'd always say nerves and hate the idea, but... One of the great problems in our life is that we don't have anyone to babysit for us in the evenings, and we just never get out together on our own.
Oh, thanks.
You mean you're asking me? Well, it was only a thought. But we'd be very happy to pay you the going rate, whatever it is, and you could sit and watch the telly. I mean, if you're interested at all.
Thanks, Liz.
Oh, we could give it a try anyhow, couldn't we?
Oh, hello, Shirley. Good evening.
Evening, Mike. I was just looking through the second post.
Oh.
Nearly all cards. Most of them are for you and Claire, by the look of it.
Oh, wait till the new year. It'll be all bills.
Yeah. Oh, here's one for Sophie. Hmm. Mike, I've been meaning to say...
Yeah?
Well, I know it's none of my business, but... I think it's terrific what you've done, taking Sophie in, giving her a room.
Oh, you can't give me credit for that. It was Claire's idea.
All the same, she needed somewhere and you offered.
Well, it just seemed to work out that way, that's all. Hmm. Oh, I gather you're going to be looking for another job, is that right?
Yeah, I've started looking already.
Accountancy, Claire said, something in that line.
If I'm lucky. Haven't even had any replies to the letters I sent off.
Ah, because I was thinking, well, it's possible we might have a vacancy in our accounts department.
Really?
I mean, it's not the most exciting job in the world, mind, and I haven't discussed it with our chief accountant yet. But, well, come and talk to me after the holiday, will you?
Oh, Mike, thanks. Yes, I certainly will. She's asleep.
Don't she look peaceful? You'd never think 5 minutes ago she was shouting her head off.
Yes. Give her her due. She's got a good, strong pair of lungs, as our moonshine.
Oh, I don't know how you have the patience. Phew, I'm dead blue.
Oh, me too. Oh, it's been a long day at the shop.
I didn't do any work at all. Honey, when I got my money, collected all my bits and pieces, got a lift down, I'm still flaked down.
Your last day at work today, my last day tomorrow.
Takes some getting used to.
Tom still came for me to go and help out at the market, but I... Yeah, what's that?
Well, somebody's coming in. Did you leave the door open? Oh, it could be Vince.
No, he said he'd be late tonight. There is somebody.
Excuse me.
Who the hell are you? How'd you get in?
The front door was ajar. I tried ringing the bell, but it didn't seem to be working.
No, it doesn't. What do you want?
Oh, I have my credentials here, madam. I'm from the housing department. There's my card.
Oh, yes. We've got a perfect right to be here, you know. This is an accredited squat.
We pay rates like everyone else.
Yes, I appreciate that. My visit's purely routine. I have to check one or two things. Don't let me disturb you. I'll just carry on.
What's a tape measure for?
Just getting the facts and figures.
You a surveyor?
No, let me see what's through here.
Here.
It leads to the kitchen, does it?
Yeah, what's the idea? What's going on?
Just carrying out my duties, madam. Nothing to concern you. Just having a look around.
Well, what the hell for? Oh, heck. Here we go again. They're doing a survey. And you know what that means, don't you? ¶¶